get to stock picks, and it'll give you a little bit more time. Devin, what would you be buying or selling at this point?
Okay, so yeah, definitely buying a local stock. Haven't done one of those in a while, Master Drilling. And this is effectively a small but global drilling operator, earns most of its revenues in US dollars, happens to be listed on the JSE, so actually a little bit of an anomaly. What was interesting is in their recent results, they revealed that they paused any spend on CapEx, you know, with the lockdowns and that type of thing. They still managed to do their drilling operations around the world. And what was quite enlightening is just how cash generative the core operations of this business was, the fact that they weren't then going and spending those on, you know, new rigs and the like of it. So, you know, it's a lovely little business, incredibly well run, you know, very long-standing team there, and on a price earnings multiple of 5x historic earnings, it's a steal. It's just completely underappreciated in this market. It would probably be better listed on another bourse, but, you know, for its sins, it's here in the JC. And, yeah, we think it's a nice little unique play.
Yeah, so you think the market's missing a trick. I mean, this does seem to have been caught up in the small cap disaster zone, really, notwithstanding its merits.
Oh, completely.
Okay. Master Drilling for Devin. Rickus, how about you?
Well, I hope Master Drilling makes a lot of money out of BHP because that's my stock pick. It was my stock pick last week, so I can't see any reason for going away from that. They've gone ex-div, so the price is adjusted for that. And for exactly the same reasons as last week, I think they're being pulled by two things, iron ore and oil. Well, obviously we know not doing that well, but they didn't have to write off a heck of a lot of assets because most of the assets are mature in that space. The iron price demand from China still looks strong enough to keep them going. And I think on a prospective div yield of about 8% in this market, as long as this resource cycle continue and the price having pulled back from its highs, I think it's probably a pretty good entry point either year or 5 or 6% lower.
Okay. Rickus, Devin, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Good to chat to you both. Rickus Riordis is from PSG Wealth. Devin Shute is from the Rabat Group. And Alicia will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.